All right, let's get started. So I feel super blessed to give you the first message of 2022. Amen. So like probably 3 weeks ago, I was reading the Bible and I came across this scripture in 1 John. I was like, oh, this would be so good to preach at the first of the year. Like, the church needs to hear this. It'd be so good. But I just preached, you know, and we have a lot of pastors here. So I was like, you know, it's all good, you know. And I was at breakfast with Joe, like, last week. And he's like, hey, you want to preach on the second? Maybe 2 weeks ago. You want to preach on the second? I was like, yes. So I believe this is from God. You can tell me how you feel about that when we're done. So, today we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4. We're going to be sitting there most of the time. I'm going to use a lot of scripture today. I like to use scripture to kind of prove scripture. So, that way I'm not telling you my opinions. I'm just giving you the word. Amen? So, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. And see, John's writing the church in Ephesus and all the surrounding churches, okay? This is about 60 years after the crucifixion. I mean, 60 years after something like that doesn't seem like a lot of time to me. But it goes to show you how leaky everybody is, that we forget things. That 60 years can go by and there's these people called the Gnostics. And it's, I believe the Greek, it's Greek for knowledge, right? And they're mysticisms, and they think that everything in the flesh is bad and sinful, so everything in the spirit is good and holy. So therefore, Jesus could have never been a man in the flesh. So there was this heresy going around, you know, bleeding into the church. So John, being a good pastor, see, this is his epistle. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the Gospels. John wrote his version of what Jesus did, the life and ministry of Jesus. But this is his epistle to the church. And John's like my favorite disciple because it's like he really got the love part right with God. Like, it's just so attractive to me the way he really loves Jesus. So I'm excited to get into this with you. And so John's writing this letter. It's kind of a how to do Christian life for the church. And there it's filled with encouragement, it's filled with teachings, and it's filled with warnings. So today I would like to focus on one of the warnings that John gives his church. And because it's the word of God, it's the infallible word. It's a word fresh and ready for us today. Amen. So that's what I love about the word of God. So we'll start up in verse 1. First John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are from God. For many false prophets have gone into the world. This is a warning. John is letting us know, and the first thing I want to see here for us to see is that John's saying that there's a spirit when it comes to, now John is talking about spiritual guidance right now. He's going in to his saying by saying, look, do not believe every spirit. There are spirits attached to things that are said. So, especially when it comes to information about your soul, your spirit. You could call it religious information. You could call it godly information. We are not to believe everything that we hear. So you can see that because there's a spirit attached, there's nothing benign. When you get informational, when you get information about spiritual things, there is nothing benign. There's nothing neutral about it. It's either from God or it's from Satan. There is no in between. That's what this scripture is. It's not what Pastor Chris is saying. It's what Pastor John is saying to his churches that has been anointed by God and made the thousands and thousands of years trekked by people that tried to thwart everything and throw everything at it. And it's lasted the test of time. This is the infallible word. It lasts and is still as powerful as it was the day it was written. Ephesians 6 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, and against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Spirits. We don't battle against people. We battle against spirits. Therefore, we have to be aware that there are spirits that are looking us right in the face. And they look like they care about us. They look like they're telling the truth. And they're lying. So he's calling the church to discernment. He's saying, you know it, you guys, you have a part to play in this. You have a part to play in this thing called walking with Jesus, this thing called Christianity, following the Lord, you know, believing God at his word. There's a part in this for you guys. You're going to have to discern. You need to test the spirits. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Do not believe someone just because they have a couple of initials in front of their name. Do not believe someone just because they tell you they're an authority. Do not just believe everything you hear. You know, John was concerned with the church, and they didn't even have TVs and phones then. You know what I mean? Now, I got to deal with the prophet box that's in your pocket. The prophet box that's in your living room. Mine too. I got to deal with that. There's insane amounts of information coming through that prophet box. Do not believe everything that you hear. Why? For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many. It doesn't say many committed preachers to the word of God will preach the truth, even though it might sound like hate speech to a very liberal society. But many people will go out and preach the truth. Nope. Doesn't say that. It says many. I just lost my place. Yes, thank you. And many false prophets have gone out. So that means they're popular. That means they say things that will give you An appearance of spirituality, but you don't have to change nothing. Just keep living like you're living. They'll give you an appearance of being spiritual and good things, but we don't have to talk about the heart and what's really going on. Paul reminds Timothy, and just a few years later, in two different letters, he starts out his first letter to Timothy. Oh, Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. For by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. You see, there were people sold out for Jesus that began to obviously not abide in the word of God, but began to listen to these spirits. And these spirits, they sound right. It sounds right. In fact, it really does line up better with society as a whole. He starts a second letter to Timothy. Follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Now, I know that's Paul talking to Timothy, from a pastor to a pastor, saying you really need to lead the church in the right way and stay focused and have good doctrine, speak the truth and abide in the word. But this flows over to everyone in the church. Because you're with yourself more than you're with anybody else in this church. And so you must minister to yourself. You see, John wants to prepare his church, and I want to prepare our church. And so does Joe and the other pastors here. You see, it's our goal not for you to believe in my Jesus. I don't want you to believe me just because I'm up here and I'm preaching good today. I want you to go and search the scriptures when I'm done. Make sure Pastor Chris has his doctrine right. In fact, I want you to study so much that we end up with a room full of preachers. You know, you don't really get up on the pulpit and preach. Not everybody's called to that. But man, oh, baby, if I catch you in the break room, oh, you're preaching. If I catch you by the copier, you're preaching. That's our goal. I don't want... And Joe doesn't want, and all the other pastors, we don't want a bunch of yes people. We want people hungry for the word. We want people secure in who they are. Yes, I love praying for you, but you know what I really love? Is when you take authority of your own life, and you start praying for your stuff, and you start praying for your family, and you start leading your family to the Lord yourself. That's my favorite, when you guys light up. I'll pray for you. I'll do all that stuff for you. I will, and I'm honored to do it. But man, when you do it, whoo! When you use authority over your own life, your authority is way stronger than mine, okay? Because it's God, right? You're using the Holy Spirit in you. You're using the power of God to speak. You're using his words to speak over your situation and your kids and your wife or your husband and, you know, your family and situations, and you're using the word, you know? And you can't guard what you don't have. This is my challenge for the church this year, and I come against any condemnation in Jesus' name. This is not condemning. I want it to convict you, and I want it to excite you. Because there is something waiting for you, baby, in those, in the word of God, in between those two whatever covers, that will change your life. I have been a drug addict, a hope to die, dope fiend, convict full of hate and dysfunction. Oh my Lord, how you've healed me. Beyond. I mean, like tagged and bagged, man. No healthy relationships for Jonesy. No, you know, my best got me to prison. You guys, the word of God has changed my life. I learned how to be a man in prison. I had to relearn how to be a man through the word. The word is so powerful. So how are we supposed to test these spirits? So he says we're supposed to test. We're supposed to guard. And let me just one more time, I'm going to reiterate. You can't guard what you don't have. So let me sit on this for a second. You may be in a place where the word of God is like, because I remember, the book is so big. It really doesn't make any sense. I mean, I want it to make sense. I really do, but it kind of doesn't. And I get it. Please keep at it. I just want growth for you this year. It really, my prayer for you is that you dive into the word and it just explodes and your whole life changes. But let's be real. If that's too much for you right now, if you're going to lose at that and you're not going to do that, get a devotional, man. Get in there. Get God in you. Begin to fix your life around the one. Like, that's what living together is. That's what abiding is. Because listen to me, if I quit reading the word and I start watching CNN, I will change. I will. Oh my God. We're all gonna die. Yeah, I know. But our spirit won't. I got eternal life to look forward to. I ain't scared to die. That's the word. The word did that to me. The Holy Spirit did that to me. I didn't. For me not to be afraid to die is a miracle. For you not to be afraid to die is a miracle. Because people without Jesus, this is it, baby. Enjoy. That's scary to me. If this is it, it ain't it. So let's go to, so we're going to test the spirits. Oh my gosh, I got to hurry up. First way, there's three ways to test the spirit. And John shares this. This is not Pastor Chris's opinion. This is just scripture. First way to test the spirits, confession of the divine Lord. If whoever you're sitting under, being ministered to, being taught something that might change your life forever. John says, you should make sure you test the spirit behind that, those words. Well, how do you do that? You got to confess that Jesus is Lord. By this, 1 John 4:2, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. There you go. Now, but wait a second. Why would he say that? Because what he's saying is, you must believe in the deity of Jesus, that he's all God, that he's the Son of God, that he's the Word of God, that he is the life, but that he was placed in a person. He came in a body. God impregnated Mary with his word. He spoke Jesus into Mary. And I know that's like, but that's the story. We're kidding. That's what I've got to give you. And all that I can share with you. And again, I'm the messenger repeating a 2,000-year-old story. But it's so intense. And it's come against by so many different people. Why? When someone confesses that Jesus Christ is God in human form, that is divine revelation that can only come from the Holy Spirit. The only way that they can say that is through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is Lord, God in human flesh. One thing the demonic will always deny is the deity of Jesus. And they know, I mean, even demons believe and tremble. They know all that. But what the devil wants to do is try to make you think that Jesus is this mystical power. And that's what the Gnostics were trying to do, is unplug the cross. Because it gives you a sense of spirituality, like, you know, the energy, man. And like the crystals and like, you know. I'm not really making fun of people. It's just, okay, look. They're almost right. Energy is real. It's a manifested presence of God. The manifested presence of the Holy Spirit feels like energy. When I read the Word of God, I'm like a little tuning fork. Because I read it and it goes ding. And I'm like, wow, wow. I can feel it. It's energy. And I want you guys to when you feel it, remember it. Right? Because he says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know what I feel like. When I'm around, my sheep know I'm around. That's abiding in God. And so these people want to take away that. Why? So then you don't have to work on your sinful heart. Then you're your own God. And that's what those religions, when they come down the line, do. At least the Gnostics. John opens up his letter by confirming what he said in chapter 4. He says this: that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. John is telling you, guys, I've seen him. He's real. He's exactly who we say he is. I've touched him. I've walked with him. And now I'm having to walk. Not having to. Now I'm walking with the Holy Spirit that he sent me. I've done it all. I've actually laid on his chest, guys. He's real. He's really the Christ. He's really God in human form. He really loves us. And he's really going to save us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus. Jesus is the eternal life that became flesh. He is the one. He is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, manifested to us. He's the perfect Son in the Trinity. He's the substitute for man's iniquity and sin. There's the cross. He was our substitute. We commune today over that. And he's the first into the resurrected life that every believer gets when we believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. When we believe, even a mustard seed of faith in the finished work that he did on the cross for us. Verse 2 says this in 1 John chapter 4. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. We covered that. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. The definition of Antichrist. I know he's a dude in Revelation, but here's Antichrist: anything or anyone that alters or denies the deity and humanity of Jesus Christ. His virgin birth, his sinless life, fully God, fully man, died willingly to fulfill the law and the prophets, resurrected on the third day, putting to shame death itself and breaking all strongholds of sin. He ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he sits as our mediator, praying for his church. Muslims, Jehovah's Witness, Buddha, Hinduism, Roman Catholicism, and some, and I use this word broadly, Christian preachers, are false prophets and false religions. That's the bottom line. They've unplugged the cross of Jesus. They've either altered it or they've denied him, period. And so we are not to hate anybody. And I don't even think I need to say that, but there's no reason to be angry at any of these people. But we definitely need to pray for them. And I would say that, because let's face it, like Mormons, they're really nice people. Like, they're nice human beings. They live a really nice life. You know, by human standards, it's like, yeah, dude, you're going to heaven for sure. I mean, dude, you're like clean and proper and everything. But see, and oh gosh, you know, Pastor Chris, that's really not fair. Look. Say it like this. Jesus came. And when he preached for those 3 years, he did 3 years of ministry where he taught, man. He didn't just come to make a way, right? He came and he lived and he taught us how to live. He exposed things about the Father that we need to know. Why? Because we're made in his image. Why? Because we were made to commune with him. And God made a way. He didn't make three ways. He made one way. That's just the way he did it. And so Jesus, he comes as a lamb, you guys. He comes as somebody not like, hey, you guys better join the game. Look at our group. Be one of us. And this is salvation. This is eternal damnation or eternal life. And I know this is intense, you guys. I know. But we are not to be deceived. Because we can be. And I don't know how God's going to deal with everything in the wash. He's just, he is true, and he is loving. But all I know is, people have been trying to thwart the word of God for centuries, for thousands and thousands of years, and it's going on this very moment. And yet, no less power has left the word. No less power. God has built his kingdom through this stupid pandemic the whole time. It hasn't messed him up one bit. In fact, I see the church getting brighter. I see people now, because you can't just kind of be, you know, we can't just be like sideline Christians anymore. If you are, you're going to be deceived. You need to have discernment. You need to be in the game. You need to be aware, because the devil is lying to you on a regular basis. You have a prophet box in your pocket, and you have one in your living room. You see, John didn't even have to deal with that. We do. I said this first service, so if I get in trouble, I might as well say it right now, because I can only get in trouble once. If you found out that Dr. Fauci had investments in vaccine companies, would that change your mind about him? Do your own research. Discern spirits. Now listen, If you're vaccinated, look, I love you. Good. Yay. I believe you did what's right for you. You did the best thing for you. And I'm doing the best thing for me. And we love each other and we're good. But all I'm saying is, from now on, let's be careful. Because I'm starting to find out, and I've been guilty of this. I've been guilty of the prophet box. The prophet box told me this, therefore it's true. I have come to find out through discernment, study, research, whatever you want to call it, rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it, man. I'm finding out that there's liars out there in authoritative places. I know. How are you going to put doctor in front of your name and lie to me? That's not fair. I trusted you. Oh, well, it's what we're in. It's the life that we live in right now. And listen to me. I know this is a hard message, but I need to preach this. I have needed to preach this for a while. As we go into 2022, you guys, we need discernment. We need to abide in the word of God. This is what's going to keep us right. He will keep us right. God will keep us right. And again, it's about discernment. Is this good for me? Can I trust this person? If I can't, I can take what they said. I go to people that I trust. That called Jesus their Lord and Savior. And I maybe get a group of them. Hey, what's the consensus? What do y'all think? What are y'all thinking about this? We got each other. We do. Same Holy Spirit that lives in me lives in you, and that'll resonate. We'll talk about things. We'll even add scripture to our conversations because that's the way we do it. We might cuss a little bit. We're his place, but whatever. That's how we're going to get through 2022, guys. Because this is the thing. I want us more powerful next year than right now. I want us all going, man, we had a year of growth. 2022 was amazing for me and God because I turned off the TV and I started reading the word. Or I minimized what I watched. I was careful about what I was watching and what I was putting inside of me. And I balanced it with a healthy diet of the word and worship. That's what's going to take to abide in God. There are no shortcuts. This is the one thing you will not, you can't manifest this yourself. You can't watch YouTube. You can read it in one book and one book only. All the rest of the books ain't going to do this for you. I can tell when you hang out with God. So can everybody else. Abiding in the Lord will be obvious to everyone. I know which one of you guys watch more TV than the others. I do. I especially know who still watches mainstream news. I do. I'm not judging you. I just know you're afraid. You have fear. You have anxiety. You know what happened to me when I did it too? Same thing. In fact, let me just really quick. I mean, I was a rabbit hole guy for a long time, and I got so angry, so mad. You've been lying to me. I started reading because I was tripping, man. I was starting to get filled with hate in my heart. And the last thing you want is resentment, hate, bitterness. That's all the devil, baby. Devil's like, yeah, you should be mad at, yes. You should separate difference, them and you. Oh, man. Let me continue. I might have just stopped in a thought process. I apologize, but we have 10 minutes, so. Second way to discern spirits is possession of the divine life. So first, it's confession of the divine Lord. Second thing is possession of the divine life or regeneration. whoever you're sitting under, whoever you're gathering information to better your life, does their walk match their talk? Do they possess a life of like, man, that guy knows Jesus, or that lady knows Jesus? I can tell. That matters. That's the second test. Does their walk match their talk? Because I'm not saying, okay, when I said somebody has to have the Holy Spirit to call Jesus Christ their Lord, I mean that when they say it, they mean it. You can say words, right? A demon can say, yeah, whatever he wants. But he won't say Jesus Christ is Lord. He won't. So we may be misinformed about some things, but not that. Matthew 7, Jesus says himself, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but every diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. You will see. You will recognize them. There's confirmation there. Like produces like. You know why prosperity messages are so popular? Because if I just tell you, hey, all you got to do is come to church, give, and you'll be healthy and rich. Yay! How much you need? $5? I want to be healthy and rich. He cares about us. But trust me when I say that the things of this world are not important to him. You are important to him. You are. The stuff ain't important. Your car, your house, it's good for you, and I'm glad. And it blesses me that we have stuff, but it's stuff. It's not anything to hold on to or think that it's important at all, because it's gone like that. Incarnation is God's partaking in human nature. That's the birth of Jesus. Regeneration is man's partaking in the divine nature. That's us saying, we want to live like you, God. We're going to try. We're not going to do it perfect, guys, but regeneration, like I said, and that's why I lovingly joke about his place and we cuss. And I'm not giving a green light to cussing. Not. In fact, if it makes me sound ignorant, I'm sure, but it's just where we're at, those who do. And I'm not giving excuse for anybody, but here's the thing, and this is another thing I love about us. When you've been so deep in the darkness, when you've been dancing with the devil for so long, deep in darkness, when you come out of it, when you get saved, I mean, it's so enormous on the inside, which really is the only thing that matters. We still look the same. We can look the same on the outside. You know, the scars, the tattoos, some of our mannerisms, you know. A lot of us, we have a couple Jews in this church, but most of us are pagans. We were Gentiles, right? We were pagans in the world. We practiced whatever for whatever. We didn't even care. I don't know about you, but I didn't. I didn't care about Jesus. I didn't care about God. I cared about getting high and getting laid, because that's the world mindset. The third way to test is the profession of the divine law. So the confession of the divine Christ, possession of the divine life, and the profession of the divine law. Do they submit to the word of God? This person that's teaching you have they shown that they can be convicted by God. If you present the word to them, hey, brother or sister, you said this, and this is what it says in the Bible. Do they retract from you? Do they? Or do they receive it? That's your third test. People who don't want to be caught don't want to be searched out. Liars don't want you to search the truth. And there's liars out there. Right now. Yeah. 1 John verse 5. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You see, there's some digging that we need to do here. There is some engagement here. And you can't go all three with everybody or everybody person that you see. But why I wanted to preach this message at the first of the year is that you would go into 22 aware, awake, with the word of God prepared. Do you know what? I'm going to get my life more centered on the word this year. I am going to abide in God's word. I am actually going to, up my church attendance. I'm going to maybe really, even though, and I say this because everybody's always says this, worship's so hard to listen, the music's so horrible. And listen to the words of worship. You may not be into the music, but if you listen to the words and let it minister to you, it's an engagement. I'm talking about a year of abiding with God, a year of really living with him, guys. And the coolest thing about it is that you get to be you, by the way. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to pretend like you're all holy and righteous when you're just learning. Come as you are. Be real this year, but be committed to change. Be committed to, I'm not just going to listen to people just because they're on that box. I'm going to take what they say, and I'll either line it up with the word of God or the word that God's already placed in my heart, or if I'm confused, because God's not the author of confusion, by the way, then I will go get somebody. Hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what are you going to do for you and your family? Because I'm confused. I don't know what to do. There are ways that we can, that God's provided his church to stay safe with each other. Spiritually aware, engaged, praying for each other, reading the word, calling each other on the phone, lifting each other up in encouragement and prayer, in our marriages, with our kids. I mean, doing life together, because it's messy. And none of us do, get the A++++. I know I don't. But see, when you pray for me, when you encourage me, it causes me to keep fighting. It causes me to engage in the battle, because I know we are not battling with flesh and blood. We are battling against principalities and powers that hate us. They want our kids dead on fentanyl. They want our marriages dysfunctional and screwed up, especially if we're claiming Jesus. I'm going to finish with this. I believe with all my heart that this year is a year of growth. For us as a church, but for us individually as a church, I believe God has put enough of a cavern between lies and truths and good and evil that all we need to do now is just abide. We'll see clearly. We'll make it through. He provides. I'm not saying bad stuff won't happen, because life is life. And the good and the bad just comes. But I will tell you this. you will have peace at your access every day. You will have breakthrough at your access every day. You have a God that moves mountains, that splits seas, that raises the dead, heals the sick, the blind can see. It's the same God yesterday, today, forever. And he loves you. He loves us, church. He does not want us to get deceived this year. He does not want us to believe everything that we hear anymore. He wants us to step up, go, okay, I hear you. Now I'm going to see if that's true before I make a decision. So it all starts with making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And I pray that even though this is a hard message today, that the gospel was preached. That the evidence of Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life, and really the sunlight on a dark, rainy day for humanity. I hope that's come across to you. But it all starts with calling him Lord. Accepting him as your Lord and Savior. And so what I do is I pray with people. And it's symbolic. The prayer is symbolic. But it's you surrendering your heart to God. And if you never have, today's the day. You're going to need discernment going into 2022. If you want breakthroughs in relationships that seem tagged and bagged for dysfunction, may I present a God that will flip the script on you and give you a relationship of health. Yes, it will take time because we have to die to things. But there is life through the whole thing. And there is life. There is a promise of life at the end and through, eternally and for now. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you've backslidden and you want to rededicate your life, just raise your hand and we'll pray today. And we'll pray. I see your hand. All right. We got one person here. Repeat this prayer after me. Father God in heaven, thank you for your son Jesus. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I ask you, come into my heart. Come into my life and change me. Today, I turn from my old way of life and I turn to you. So fill me with your Holy Spirit and break every chain, every shackle that might hinder me from walking with you. I am yours and you are mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let me pray for you guys. Father God, I just pray your face shine upon your people. Lord, I pray this word today be deep inside of them for this year. Lord, give them eyes to see and ears to hear you. Your sheep hear your voice. May they hear you and see you clearly in 2022. God, I pray your highest and best over them and their families. May they prosper, God, this year in all the things of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. Praise God.